highly was your ability to rate the CEO's performance and your own. So that's why we're pushing you on this one, because you rated yourselves pretty low. And so having an understanding of what that is and establishing here a clear set of goals and objectives for the CEO. So as an employee, your CEO will know what his expectations are and how to rate those according to, you rate them annually according to the things that are accomplished in the role.
And I think there is probably a provision, because we do have turnover in the board, to where we have some kind of training in regards to responsibility and process by which we evaluate. Because a new guy comes on, he doesn't know necessarily what he's looking at in regards to all of a sudden, hey, I got to go in and rate this guy. So what's that mean?
Right. Well, and the flip side's true too. I mean, succession planning.
Yeah.
It's to see what are the expectations of the new CEO. How are you going to attract and retain talent?
Yeah.
You know, at some point, your existing CEO is going to retire.
And then through that process, if there's things that change and morph into something else, we have to make sure that we change the document and keep it current. Because if we give them more duties, and then again, one of the things that happens in this is there's also a compensation plan. So that has to be considered.
Yep, exactly. Okay, I think we've got enough on this one.
Well, go ahead. And I just want to restate what I feel is a challenge to the board, and we're actually being a little unfair to our CEO, is that at the first of the year, he doesn't have performance standards. I mean, we need to tell him what's expected of him. And we need to agree on it. This process is it's just unclear and muddy.
Right, and I'm gonna editorialize for a little bit. So yeah. CEO of an engineering firm, engineers come to us on a regular basis, and they want raises, and they want, you know, they get there, they go from an EIT to a PE, so they want a bump in their salary. Well, if we don't have position descriptions, we don't have expectations set, what do we hold them to? Yeah, we like them, they're great. They're doing a good job. As of today, according to me, there's no standard. Right? So in terms of being able to have that, again, really what we're trying to push in all of these objectives that we're working on is to capture what you're doing right. That's great. Make sure that we're turning it into how we have a process for it, and we're cataloging it, we're tracking it as a metric. And then from there, as we mature, then we can add to it if we want, or we can modify what we currently have. And really, that's all we're trying to do today. I was mentioning earlier, you know, in these situations, normally what we're trying to do is have you look way down the road and think really strategically about new things and create new ideas and all of that. And in this instance, there's lacking this continuity and these foundational elements of the organization. And it's great. You know, we inherited a firm that was doing the same thing. And up until recently, you know, we're like, oh man, you know, we really should have all of this stuff. And so we started developing it, and lo and behold, we had a situation where without that policy in place, we would have been in serious. We would have had some things that would have made it really difficult for us. And we're like, oh, thank God we got that put together. Otherwise, man, that could have been really rough. So
I want to tack on to what Robert just said. Is it Craig's done a reasonable job of coming back to us saying, this is what I see as the program work for the coming year. Heard about in that is that I think there needs to be some kind of process where the board has a chance to evaluate that and say, yes, we agree, or no, we don't agree, but it needs to be some kind of more formalized process.
So on that, I would disagree, because now what you're saying is you're asking Trey to give you...
No, he's done that in the past. I'm saying that process has to change.
Oh, okay, yes, and that I would agree. Yes, okay, I misunderstood you, okay. Yeah, so it really needs to be, that's the board's role, and you guys need to drive that. So, what's our objective? We've got set goals and objectives for the CEO position.
Set standards.
Okay, so can someone articulate on the way for an objective here?
What's that?
Can you articulate it? How do we know when we've arrived? When the CEO has a formal, what are we looking for here?
I think that an important part of this isn't just that once a year we sit in the room and say, here are your objectives, move forth and prosper, and we'll see
so
you again in a year.
So you're down there, because that's getting into the details of it. So you, right. Guys,
so
you guys can sort that
schedule.
Out. Yep.
Schedule. We need a schedule.
Okay. Yeah, that's into what you guys are gonna figure out. All we're setting up here is that you need to accomplish N. And in that, schedule's gonna be part of it. The specific elements.
Define a process.
All right. So we need a formal process for review of CEO. And do we want to set a timeline? Do you want to, is it an annual? Is it annual's typical? I mean, you guys can do. Okay. Okay, who's responsible?
Board.
Board.
When?
Woohoo!
Yeah, you picked up two. You're 2 for 2.
I'd actually,
I'll take that one.
Can you just do a selfie now?
When you talk about when, is it, would it be better to do it before the new members are appointed? And so at the end and before the first of the year?
With the old board?
With the board that's worked with them. Because you get a new person on and they have no idea what his performance has been for the last year because they're just here.
Well, that's kind of fair to both.
Yeah, so I think that the time could be with the outgoing board.
Yes. But that's traditionally what we've done, though.
Yeah, kind of, but we've tried. Now we've moved past that,
yeah,
right?
It drags.
So you got to have
to get the date for that.
Okay.
But what's the date for that?
Okay.
We do appointments in October after elections, right?
It could take place in January, so it has to be done in the last board meeting.
December.
Q4? 2020?
I'd say end of Q3 if you really want to do it.
So currently the we try to push it into our third quarter meeting that we get materials to the board outlining accomplishments and goals and objectives for the next year anticipated. Then they can take that and work amongst themselves and then finalize something in the fourth quarter meeting before the new board is seated.
Third quarter meeting is when we start.
Q3?
Yep.
2020? Okay, are we gonna have someone on the board who's gonna put together the elements of what you guys want?
I will be willing to take it on with Joel's help. We'll bring something back.
I'm not helping.
Okay. No, you're on your own.
No surprise there.
All right. Will this require additional human resources or financial resources?
I'm just taking notes.
Yes. Maybe. Yes.
For Joel's time.
For Joel.
All right. Well, Joel's time, and at sometimes there may be special board meetings required. So.
Okay.
Travel.
Got it. Moving on. Next topic. They're up here. Take a look. What do you guys want to do? Oh, wait. What's our time?
Topic, because I need some farm animal action.
4 minutes.
Okay.
That
maybe
sounded bad.
We should just
bad.
Move that down there. All right.
That was
Joe. I'm walking. You get that one again.
I think out of sheer embarrassment, we should take a break.
No, let's take our 15-minute break.
Let's do 10.
Oh, okay.
I'm feeling a little twitchy because I want more done. We got more to cover, so let's just take 10 minutes. Please.
Okay, farm girl.
All right, so we have basically 35 minutes to try and get another couple of these knocked out. Typically, they take about 30 minutes each, but I think we can knock out two more. So getting right back into it, do we want to talk about any of these topics up here? One that came up in the last one that I just wanted to, a couple of times it's come up, is that public relations, communications with utilities thing on the marketing communication side. Another one that came up pretty commonly was that technology video conferencing. And that's in the marketing communication side. I like to try and get some balance in terms of the topics that we cover. So we've done a couple power supply, we've done a couple board organizational governance, and we've done one on the administration side and one in the marketing communication. So any other topics you guys want to cover in terms of what we've got on this list up here?
Well, I think the communications is a big one in regards to changing technology and how we communicate between the communities and especially if we're to get into some of this demand side management stuff, there's a way that you get that information out to the public, what media we're going to use and how we're going to do that, whether we have Facebook pages or just a website page or whatever that is. So I think it's an important process.
Are we in agreement? We want to tackle that one?
Sure.
Okay.
We don't tell our story well enough.
Okay.
People don't understand what we're doing.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
You're true.
That's What else?
Well, of course, we're going to be at some point in the future building a new facility, and I think it's very important that we have the ability to do video conferencing, because when we sat down with our U.S. Senator's chief of staff the other day, he said the senator's times are really, you know, complicated, and you don't have to go back to Washington, D.C. He's more than willing to do a video conference with you. And he'll make a video conference presentation to a group if you want him to. So I think having that ability, at least in the new building, is going to be very important. Plus, we can do the same thing with our state legislature and departments. It gives us an opportunity to do a face-to-face, but electronically, where you're not doing all the travel and everything else.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? Sharon, you probably have some thoughts on this, given the fact that you're on the, you'll be on the side of trying to help integrate some of this stuff.
Oh, completely. I can see the complete sense of it. As long as technology works, it's great.
Okay. So. Yeah. Well, we have some experience with that. We use a thing called Zoom, yeah. And we're more than happy to share. We've had really good success with it. In fact, it's our phone system and it's our webinar system.
Yeah, because we have three communities that have to coordinate with.
Yep.
Although there is a lot of wisdom, I think, in meeting face-to-face, too. We can start out on a scale basis where we try it once every other time. Video conference one meeting, face-to-face another, just so we don't lose touch with each other.
And there's also recording capabilities for open meetings purposes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So. Okay.
To that point, though, it's also valuable to be seen in the member communities. I think there is value. I mean, I understand it's expensive, and I want to look at cost-saving measures, but it is good for us, especially because CBS is headquartered in Ketchikan, for the board to be in Petersburg and
Well, I think my impression is, right now we have four face-to-face, and that may not be enough meetings in the future to get the work that we're doing. So you may have a monthly, something in regard to getting the business done and communicating on projects, especially when we get into realizing, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff.
And that's a tough one, considering trying to fit it in with every community.
Everything else you do, yeah.
Scheduled item, but right now it's a miraculous that you can actually find a common date for it to get together. I mean, case in point here, Anya, you actually one of your city council meetings, and we're down here on the weekend.
And we do have a need for a number of special meetings. And so it would be nice to be able to video conference those also.
Also, we're having more and more difficulty finding people to sit on boards and commissions and city council. And so as we use more video conference that may be able to participate. But we only had Lisa and I write in people beyond the city board this year. So, we're thrilled that George is not on the assembly so I think if we can use technology to make it easier to participate, it's a good thing.
So would an objective maybe be to review available technologies and make a proposal?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So was one of the items that we put up here, though, about our communication to communities and our ratepayers, about what SEPA is, what our mission is, how's, you know, the history of what we're, I know that we have some of that on the website, and I hear an ad from time to time on the radio, but there's a lot of, at least in our community, in Ketchikan, there's a lot of misinformation about what the organization actually does.
Yeah.
And so I think it's important that we try to figure out a way to fix that. I thought I saw one of the items that we mentioned up there as that.
Yeah, it is, I think.
So,
yep.
So one highlighted on the board, I guess.
public relations, communications.
Public communications.
Yeah.
That could become even more important as we start delivering rate increases. And become even more important when we look at rate increases and how we roll those up with the communities. And
good enough, Steve. Start sounds up. Good. We got it. I got to shut you down. We're out of time.
Perfect. Let's move on. The technology. Right there.
Oh my God! I got you.
There you go.
Quick question: how's the broadband technology in all the communities? Pretty good.
Carl, speak to the guy.
How's the broadband technology in all the communities? Is it pretty good or?
Speak of.
It's good.
High speed internet access.
Except Ketchikan.
We're first class at Ketchikan. We have our own telecommunication company in Ketchikan. We have we're able
to. That's hilarious.
And so we have the ability to do video presentations on the TV. We could actually look at one and go out and really do a good tour of one of our facilities. Or people don't know what Tyee looks like. There may be a few of them in their own boats being able to get out the swamp, but they don't realize the complexity of what we do in some of these areas. Or when we did a video survey of all of our power lines, people don't understand, you know, what it takes to maintain something like that. And so with the beautiful scenery you have in the background for those areas, it would be a good presentation. I think it would be a good thing to do, is to put a project together where we tell the story of SEPA.
One thing I'd like to mention about the video conferencing is that one challenge we have with the two communities of Petersburg and Wrangell is that we don't have one place set in stone where we can meet. So if we set up equipment, whatever we take, we have to pack it over there and then bridge remain. SEPA doesn't own anything over there. They're, you know, we meet in the Petersburg Assembly Chambers as it is now, and we meet in the Bowling Center. Those are our two standards.
That sounds like something that might be in your communications plan.
Yep.
If you were to establish one of those, figure out the logistics of how to make sure everyone has the capabilities they need to be able to communicate.
Most libraries are on the OWL program, so there's the ability at most libraries, public libraries.
Okay. Cool. All right. I think we may be there on that. So we've got. Video conferencing is a priority. It'll help with our state legislator and congressional communications, consideration for social media. Really, this is all part of a communications plan. And part of it is this evaluation of the available technologies and a recommendation to the board. Also, you know, part of that, some of the strategies would be identifying those locations within the communities that have the bandwidth to be able to manage that communication. And then a strategy for public awareness with an educational campaign of some sort. And I think, based off the process we did today, we're going to give you guys some really good material to be able to say who we are, what we do, why we do it, and what we aspire to become. So those things should resonate with the public, and it'll help you in your effort to inform them and educate them on what you guys are about. So as an objective, so we've got this review, different technologies. Again, I'd say this is part of a strategic or a communications plan. Develop a strategy for public awareness, also part of the communications plan. You're going to identify your market. You're going to talk about what kind of mediums you're going to use. Could be social media. Could be otherwise. Could be the format. Could be advertising. Could be whatever. But I think ultimately the objective is for you guys to establish a communications plan. Does that sound right?
Yes.
All right. Who's that fall on?
Lisa.
With support from
the board.
With Sharon on it.
Yeah.
All right. When do we want it?
It's ongoing.
Nope. We need a plan. We need a plan that we can review and look at. When do we want to have it done? It's got to be a written document.
Give us a year.
Really?
Here. Yep. Yeah, really.
What's the length of my contract?
It doesn't have to be extensive. I mean, we're not talking about a full blown, you know, you need to use this font, you know, that kind of thing.
I think the second meeting of next year, the board should bring it up as a topic with input from the CEO.
Q2 of 2021?
Yeah.
Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah.
Should we agree to that? Okay. And is it going to require additional resources, human or financial?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes on both? Okay. Next topic. What do you guys, what's your pleasure? Power supply? Administration, you guys want to talk about a new office? Oh, actually, one thing I wanted to revisit before we get too much further is on the demand side management conversation, wanted some clarification on timing for that because I think Eddie and I might have been a little confused. So let me come back over here to the one that we were looking at, make sure that our timing's right. Grab a pen, whatever that is. So here we go. Yeah. So on the demand side, management side of the equation,
who did you have the responsibility down on?
The CEO.
Well, really, I think it has to be developed through the communities because that's where it starts, right? Where the We deal with the customers. We're the retail supplier while they're a wholesaler. So I think it has to be driven. So I think, first of all, you're going to have to look inside of our own community to see where we can manage that or what are the things that we can do, whether it be a heat pump thing, whether it be a... So I think we have to develop a program, and then we'll bring everything